Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You are listening to the Putumayo World Music Radio Show. I'm Skylar, and we'll have some tracks of global songs you've never heard before.
You're hearing the voice of Skylar Pia when he was 6 years old. A friend of his was sick with cancer, and this is how he tried to cheer him up.
Okay, well, here we go. The first song is by Tete Alhino. This song is called Barco de Papel. Tete Alhino was born in Cape Verde, and this song is about people on Alhino's imagination and imagining themselves heading into the future on a wild river ride on a little boat with people on it.
Si boque va con ese mundo, dando mono batavai, na nos barco de papel, no tapa soñar.
As you can hear, Skylar Pia is no ordinary kid. His music tastes are global. With a little help from his parents, Skylar pulled together a collection of his favorite songs, did a little research so he could explain to his friend why these songs were so cool, and created his own radio show. The record label, Putumayo, has just released a portion of that radio show as the CD, One World, One Kid. Skylar Pia joins us from his home in San Diego with his mom, Cheryl. Hello to you both. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi, thank you.
Hello.
So, Skylar, tell us a little bit about why you created this world music show.
Well, Eric was sick, and I did like world music, so I want to open him up to it. Open him up to it. Yeah.
So how is it that you, at the time you were 6 years old, how did you become this fan of world music? I would think most kids your age were listening to, I don't know, what kind of music is out there, the ABCs and whatnot.
Yeah, like Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, stuff like that. Well, I got into world music when I was 4. We bought a CD called Arabic Groove, and I listened to it in the car on our way home. And I thought, man, I love this stuff. We got to collect more of this stuff.
So what was it about that first album that made you like it so much, do you think?
Geez, that's a tough one. Well, just the way it sounded.
Let's hear just a little bit more of your music here. I want us to play your introduction to a song that's about a spider, and it's in Spanish. Let's listen.
It's called La Nra Igua, and it's from Colombia. It's about a spider who scares lots of friends like Gustavo, Maria, and others. The man who's singing saw the spider and gets really scared. Hope you enjoy.
Yo vi una araña con pelo. Yo vi una araña con pelo. En el ala de mi casa.
Mrs. Pia, before this, did you have any clue that you might have a little DJ on your hands?
You know, we did have a clue because he had started making his own mixes. He was selecting songs from other CDs and mixing them all together, and he would listen to them obsessively. When he was about 3, started carrying around a world reference guide that was actually geared for adults. He started carrying this around all the time, the way kids carry around a teddy bear. And so, you know, it made sense for him to want to know what the music sounded like in all of these countries that he was so interested in.
Now, you and your husband are in the recording business, I understand.
Yes, we have a commercial production company. We do broadcast radio and TV.
So how did all of you come up with this idea of, hey, he can make a radio show? Was it Skylar's idea?
You know what? It was entirely Skylar's idea. Skylar walked into the studio one day when my husband Cliff was in there working, and Cliff said, okay, fine, let's sit down and write a script about this. And Skylar said, you know what? I already know what I want to say, and recorded the introductions for 19 songs.
Just keep going on.
Our next song is by Eric Bibb. He is a musician of folk and blues music and is also the creator of Just Keep Going On.
Just keep going on. Just keep going on. Just keep going on.
Now, back in my day, we used to mix tapes like that of songs and give them to each other. But I don't remember any of my friends ever getting a record deal out of it. Skylar, how did you pull that one off?
I don't know. Just probably like Well, oh yeah. Well, my dad's friends, who usually plays bass for Bonnie Raitt, gave it to Bonnie Raitt. And so she really flipped out when she heard it. And then she gave it to Putnam Out World Music, and so they decided to release it.
Skylar Pia and his mom, Cheryl. The CD is called One World, One Kid. Thank you both for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep going on. Just keep going on. Just keep
to hear more from Skylar Pia, go to our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.